So good morning. This is Mark Jackson, principal of Amherst Regional High School, and this is the second podcast that we've undertaken. So I'm here at around 9 o'clock on Thursday, February 11th with Mr. Lee Larshevik, one of our technology teachers, and my topic is essentially an extension of where we began last month. So the larger category is the effects of the transition to the semester schedule on the high school. And last month we spoke about specifically course registration. Subsequent to that, we've talked to the kids. We have assemblies with the kids. The PGO sponsored an evening session for parents and guardians 2 weeks ago. Materials are being sent home next week over break. And then the computer screens go up on Monday the 22nd. So that strand is moving well. So today, I'd like to turn my attention to the issue, and it's on a lot of people's minds, of balance. And what I mean by that specifically, given that kids will take more courses at one time, how are we thinking about ensuring that we maintain the tension well between, on one hand, providing all students with a high-quality academic education, and at the same time thinking hard about how do we use the opportunity that comes with a transition of this scale to ask questions about balance and overall student health and well-being. So I don't think there's any secret that there have been those who've observed that the level of academic demand from the high school has put kids in the position sometimes to be up to 10, 11, 12, and even later at night trying to finish homework assignments. And so if that's already a common feature of student life here, the prospect of going to more courses at one time really cuts the question sharply. So when we sent home the original mailing and had the meeting with the parents and guardians at the PGO meeting, I was fairly vague at that point. I said these are still topics that are under consideration, and I'm ready now to kind of take the next step in terms of my discussion with the community about where we are at the high school. So let me just make a simple statement just to frame the rest of my remarks. Here's some of the assumptions that I make. Our athletic director would tell you that in any given season, we have north of 40% of the kids in high school involved in some form of athletics. Now that we're in the winter, we have probably 120, 150 kids who are involved in the production of the musical. We also have a considerable number of kids who work, who have family obligations. And I tell you all that just to make the point that as I think about the question of balance and the managing of the increased demands that will come with the semester, my clock begins at 7 p.m. because my assumption is that just about everybody's tied up in some way, or the lion's share of the students are tied up in some way with some meaningful activity after school. Get home late afternoon, they have dinner, relax a little bit. So the clock for me begins, say, at 7 p.m. So if that's the beginning of like the homework phase of the evening, the question I ask is, at what time should we have all kids heading towards bed? Not sound asleep, but at least brushing their teeth. So for me, what I'm going to stipulate right now is the target for us to shoot for is 10 o'clock. Right? So I've taken some feedback when I've talked to various people about that, that some people see that as too late. Right? There's a school of thought that thinks kids already spend 7 hours a day at school. They should be able to put their pens down, walk out at 2:20, and that'd be enough. So I want to be equally clear, I'm not in that school of thought. I think homework has a legitimate place in the overall educational enterprise. But I am interested in making sure that, again, we harness the opportunity that comes with the transition on this scale to ask questions about, while on one hand, we want to make sure that all kids have access to a rigorous, high standards education, we also want to be equally interested in questions of balance and health. So homework, given the increased number of courses kids are taking, is probably the issue that catalyzes that question more than any other. So I would stipulate that, again, if 3 hours of homework a night, beginning at 7, ending somewhere in the vicinity of 10 o'clock that has kids heading towards bed at 10, is the framework that I want to begin the conversation with. So the implication of that, if kids are taking 5 academic courses at one time, is that roughly that works out to be about 30 minutes per subject. So I've had a couple discussions about this with the faculty. We used the early release day yesterday to kind of continue those discussions at the department level. And so there's been a wide range of opinions, but here's where I remain, that to ensure that we actually make headway on this question and the semester schedule isn't simply the trimester warmed over, that we bring the same level of expectation with no rethinking of how it impacts kids' overall experience, that would be the missed opportunity. So by placing a cap of 30 minutes, I think what it does is serves and or fosters a reconsideration of how we're managing our overall set of expectations. So, of course, you can see all the questions that come very quickly, that not all kids are going to take the same amount of time to complete the assignment, right? There's going to be variations in the amount of work from subject to subject. I get all that, right? But given that we're not the middle school and we're not organized around the team concept, whereas teachers have access to each other on a day-to-day basis, it's really hard to have communication across departments so that we can calibrate the overall experience that kids are having. So where that leads me is, again, to begin our transition with a cap on the total amount of time. And my guess is that the faculty, it's more than a guess, given the conversations that I have, I feel clean about that and saying that the faculty is keenly aware of the implications, the things that are at stake, and the responsibility they have to rethink how it is that courses unfold, how much work should be done in class, and how it is to calibrate the size or the scale of the expectation in terms of homework when kids arrive at home. So the other kind of image that I've used in talking about this is that the assignment of homework is not an individual activity. Individual faculty, in thinking through their courses, could have one concept, but even though we aren't organized around the team concept and people don't have access to teachers in other subject areas, I still think it's very important that people maintain a high level of consciousness and awareness about the fact that individual homework assignments put together create an overall experience of students. And while teachers are primarily interested in their subject, they also need to be mindful of that there are four other things going on, and that needs to temper the kind of expectation that they have for their particular homework assignment. So for me, again, that comes back to, given the scale of the high school, the lack of opportunity for teachers to communicate on a day-to-day basis, a 30-minute cap is the right way to begin the conversation about how is it that we recalibrate our expectations to better fit within the framework of the semester, and what's most important, allow us to have a solid, well-thought-out answer to establishing the balance between, on one hand, having high expectations for all students and simultaneously be equally committed to their well-being. And if I can get everybody heading towards bed and brushing their teeth by 10 o'clock, I think that's a step in the right direction. So I'm going to stop now. This is a theme to which we're going to return. I've had some conversation with the PGO about establishing other events where we can continue this conversation. But I think for now I've provided as an outline for how it is I'm thinking about this, the kinds of conversations we've had with the faculty, and the direction that we're moving in overall. So you're going to get this podcast in the PGO newsletter that'll come out tomorrow morning, Friday. I encourage you to email me, give me a call. I'm happy to engage people further on the topic. Thank you very much.